Let's begin a new month and a holiday weekend with our friend Michael Tilley from Talk Business and Politics. Michael, welcome back to Ozarks at Large.
Well, thanks for having me back. And I have a friend. I didn't know I had a friend. That's good. Sometimes in the business, you don't collect many friends.
Well, you can lose them, that's for sure.
That's damn sure.
Before we talk about the really important stuff, did you watch the Razorback football game last night?
It's nice to watch a Razorback game and not have a coronary at the end of it. So, yes, great game. Slow start, but good first start. And the test begins next week.
All right, so now we have to wait 10 days for the next game. So we have some news to talk about.
Yeah. Yes.
Let's talk about the latest numbers. Fort Smith tax revenue still sort of middling?
Middling. That's a good word. They're still up. The good news is the tax revenue is still up 1.6% year to date. It fell off a little bit more. It's about 2.2% below the collection. The July collections, I should say, were about 2.2% below July of 2016. Now, and that's for the street tax. For the county tax, which is really kind of the important tax, because that's what a lot of the critical funding comes from for police, fire, and other city services in Fort Smith. That was down about 2.2%. But it's up. The revenue's up about $132,000 over the budget estimate. But $132,000 is not a lot of wiggle room when you're talking about a $42 to $43 million, maybe a little bit more than that, general fund budget for the city. So they're still, the tax revenue is still struggling. And again, as we've talked about before, is a sign of consumer spending, consumer spending doesn't appear to be strong in the city or there in the county. The other concern is that the franchise revenue could be 5% below budget. That could be about a $250,000 hit at the end of the year. So the Bears watching, you remember they had to move money around. They still have problems in terms of trying to keep up with their pension, police and fire pension fund. There's now pressure to provide a raise for city employees. Most city employees haven't had a raise for 4 years. So it's going to be, and believe it or not, we're probably about a month and a half from entering the budget cycle for the city where they start knuckling down again and trying to set the budget for the next year. So Fort Smith politics are going to get very interesting, Kyle, in the next few weeks and months.
Not that they've been exactly boring over the last couple of years.
No. Yeah, but this is not anything of their making. They haven't screwed anything up. This is just an issue they have to deal with. So it'll be, they've even floated at the last study session the idea of trying to look at looking at a hospitality tax, specifically what's called a prepared food tax, or some people know as a hamburger tax, to relieve, because the city now spends just under $800,000 to keep the convention center open. Well, if they didn't have to do that, they could afford other things. So, like I said, stay tuned.
Okay. Well, if there have been fits and starts for the Fort Smith economy, there have been fits and starts on the Natural States road to legal medical marijuana, and we had sort of pedal to the metal at the end of June, didn't we?
Yes, and so here's the hard number. This deadline for these people who want to have these, well, I called them pot growing facilities at one point, and some of the people in the industry don't like that term, but facilities for growing marijuana for marijuana dispensaries. Deadline for those applications are September 18th. So there's a flood of applications here at the end of the month, here at the end of August. There still hasn't been as many as we thought. Now, Storm Nolan, he founded the Arkansas Cannabis Industry Association. He's also a Fort Smith developer. He said, look, don't worry about it. That last few days, there will be plenty. I think his term is plenty of applications submitted. One of the concerns, Kyle, there were some that thought that there might, the Freedom of Information Act rule on these applications was confusing. And so some people withheld their application until that rule was clarified. So you're going to start seeing more of those. The only company that's come out to us or come out to the media in terms of applying is Natural State of Kind, a Little Rock-based group who, interestingly enough, geared up back in 2012. Remember, the first vote for medical marijuana failed in Arkansas, and they were geared up to get in the industry. Well, when it failed, when Arkansas voters rejected it then, they went out and began to operate in other states where either medical or recreational marijuana was used. So they've got that experience under their belt. They have filed. I talked to Jason Martin. He's confident. He thinks their background, their experience will get them approved by the state. But I do want to stress, Kyle, this is not, you don't just go fill out a form. You've got to submit hundreds of documents. You have to get an Arkansas State Police clearance. You have to have, it's a $15,000 filing fee. So, you know, you and I aren't just going to, on a whim one night, decide, you know, we're not going to show up tomorrow and fill out an application. Not that they would probably let us even get close to anything like that, but it's going to hit, and it's going to be interesting. I think that ABC and Arkansas Department of Health are going to have a huge stack to go through after the deadline.
You mentioned the construction of this apparatus to sell medical marijuana. Speaking of construction, you can't be in Northwest Arkansas right now without talking about major, major construction of different things. And you're about to tell us that there's another one on the horizon.
Yeah, we're going to post a little bit later today a little scoop. We were contacted earlier this week. Paul Gatling, I should say, our editor of the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal, was contacted earlier this week about a new urbanism project that is John L. Hunt is part of the group. But it's going to be, Kyle, a $100 million project coming to about 16 acres there in the Pinnacle Hills area. It's just south of that Hunt Tower that's just built. So it's kind of in that, it's in that northwest corner of that roundabout there on Pauline Whitaker Parkway, if people are familiar with that. So that big, almost 16-acre patch is going to be home to what's called a new urbanism project. It has obviously commercial development, but homes, and all of the homes, according to some of the architects involved in this, are all going to be built to look different, and it won't look anything we've been told like a typical subdivision. Like I said, we'll have much more detail on this. It's a $100 million project, but it's going to be rolled out in phases. The first phase is going to have about 26,000 square feet of commercial space. There'll be an upscale, there'll be a boutique hotel associated with it, several restaurants, because, you know, we don't have enough restaurants in Northwest Arkansas.
I always can use more.
Yeah, and around 300, just under 300 multifamily units. So, it's another huge project coming to Northwest Arkansas.
And more details at talkbusiness.net. Just think, in the last 10 days, we have had the announcement of the $120 million gift to the University of Arkansas School of Art now.
Yep.
The announcement of the momentary. I mean, it had been announced before, but the formal announcement.
Yep.
And now this. That's in like 9 or 10 days, Michael.
Right. And look, and we just had the story recently, too, about at least $60 million in projects that they want to do at XNA to help to expand that facility. So, pretty soon you're talking real money, right?
Yeah, right. Michael Tilley is with Talk Business and Politics. You can read more details about all of the subjects we talked about and much more at talkbusiness.net. It's there around the clock. Michael, have a great and safe Labor Day weekend.
Hey, thank you, Kyle. You as well.